services this morning. Hallelujah. Well, the rain decided to manifest this morning. Anyway, it's for our good. Amen. All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Amen. So it's working for our good. Tell your neighbor, it's working for our good. Glory to Jesus. Yes. Let me prepare our hearts. I'm going to share with us this morning. We're going to have a powerful prayer session also. We're going to have a powerful prayer session concerning our businesses and our career. The message will cover for students, it will cover for business people, it will cover for those who work for one organization or the other, our professionals in a particular area of life. So I want you to pay attention. I just hope, I hope that those who, for whatever reason, maybe because of the rain, are not here, are somewhere online and are listening attentively. Somehow, it's unfortunate, in some of these areas, when it rains, some people almost cannot even come out of their houses. But it's fine. Amen. Yes, we also have, one of our friends in the house this morning, Koba. God bless you so much, Koba. You're such a blessing. Thanks for coming today. And Koba is going to share something with us. How many of you were at Oxano? Yes, it was a great time. So Koba is going to share something. He's a businessman. He's a lover of God. He's a prayer person. I know him to love prayer and also run business. Can we please change position for our people there? Can we just change? Maybe just leave that side a little bit. I would have loved if we could. Okay, is it possible to turn it down? Can we turn that side down, please? Thank you. Just find a way around it gently. Come up. Would you mind moving a little bit? Can you help me move that seat? Yes. Just temporarily. Let them adjust that, please. Sorry, please. They will adjust it now, so that it will not affect us again. Then we're going to switch. Sorry about that. The rain has respected itself since. But it's not disrespecting itself. It's showers of blessings. Amen. So, please listen. It's very important. God is interested in every part of your life. Somebody say, every part of my life. So many times, a lot of believers do not realize the fact that God is actually interested in every part of their lives. So they think all God wants from us is just to pray and fast and just do evangelism for Him and win souls for Him. Maybe He's not really interested in our own life. He just wants to use us. That's a lie. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Perhaps if God wants to use us, it's fine. Did you hear that? If God says, I just want to use you, after all, He created us. Amen. But He's more than that. He has better plans for our lives. I love the scripture. The Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of peace. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you what? A hope and a future. Yes. So God is interested in every part of our lives. Today I'm going to be speaking on a few laws that will help your business and your career. I'm going to speak. Then tomorrow morning, there's something God has laid in my heart. Somehow, two people have mentioned it again by passing, and it just confirmed that God will have me share it in 20 days of glory this year. So by God's grace, by tomorrow morning, I should be sharing that one of the points, then I will hit on that also. It's going to bless us greatly. Amen. Yes. So many businesses today, a lot of businesses, you know, there are people who run business the secular way, but because we are Kingdom people, everything we do has to be done the Kingdom way. Are we here together? The reason is because we have entered a new covenant. And if you refuse to run it the Kingdom way and claim to be a Kingdom person, you will suffer. Because there's a system here. You're not an unbeliever. You're a child of God. You are born again. You're spirit-filled, tongue-talking, firebrand. There's a way to run things in such a way that you know that this is how God wants me. This is God's original design for my business. This is God's original design for my career. This is exactly what God wants for me. Listen to me, after this meeting today, I believe that a lot of people, your business will take a new shift in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you are going to have sporadic growth in your career in the name of Jesus. I see some people, you're going to be having what we call career visibility. Oh God, you're going to be having career visibility in the name of Jesus. There are certain things in the business space that cannot be gotten just because you are anointed. There are principles, there are laws that govern things. So you won't say just because I am anointed. In fact, the anointing will help you navigate to the direction of the knowledge required to establish you. So one of the things the anointing will do is to ensure that you are effectively moved to the direction of the kind of knowledge you will need. Why? He said the anointing itself will teach you. Are we here together, church? So part of the things that the anointing does is to teach. Tell your neighbor the anointing is a teacher. Yes. The anointing is a teacher. So part of what the anointing will do for you is to teach you how to run things. Many businesses are at the verge of collapsing. Many careers are shutting down. People are crashing. Many people are failing to realize that there is a higher law with which they can run their business. And a lot of believers, some believers also, a good number of them, are suffering the pressure that the world suffers. We don't have to suffer the same pressure that the world is suffering. Why? Because we play by higher rules. The spiritual controls the physical. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The spiritual controls the physical. And as a result of that, we playing by higher rules, we should get better results. It's the plan of God. It's the purpose of God. So somebody says, oh, pastor, but you know, some of the richest people in the world, some of them are atheists, some of them are this, some of them are that. No, listen to me. In this kingdom, we don't have to announce ourselves. We don't have to announce ourselves. We don't have to shout loud. What we do shouts for us. What we do speaks for us. Now, everybody can have the measure on how they measure whoever the richest or whatever it is, but you don't have to do that to say, I am rich. Do you mind moving to that side? Are you okay? Okay then? Okay. Very good. Praise God. So there are spiritual laws that control business and career breakthroughs. Laws are universal. They work everywhere and anywhere in the world. If you put it to work, you will get exponential results. If you put it to work, you get exponential results. So the first law I'm going to teach you today for business and career breakthrough, you must put it in front of you. It must be what you're looking at daily. If you want your business to experience a shift, if you want your career to experience a turnaround, whatever it is you're doing. So I'm into fashion, I'm into clothing, I'm into food, I'm into whatever it is, or I work for an organization. Sometimes people think that when you work for an organization, it's only the employer that prospers. No, it is because of you that the employer prospers. The Bible says that because of Joseph, the house of Potiphar prospered. So you can tell your employer that as long as I am here, things will get better. The day you are about to move, your employer will say you're going nowhere. Why? You are the one making this business work. When Jacob was in the house of Laban, the Bible says that Laban began to experience prosperity. Laban began to do very well. And Laban said it. He said, because since you came, I have seen the hand of God upon this my business. So when Joseph was about to go, that's why Laban was playing Joseph. He kept on playing Joseph, until Joseph said, no, we can't continue like this. And for all the times that Laban changed Joseph's wages, God covered up for Joseph. Jacob. For all the time that Laban changed his wages, God covered up for him eventually. Am I communicating? So the first law that you must understand in this kingdom, as a child of God, as a believer, the first law that will help your business, your career, your academics do very well is the law of putting God first. Tell your neighbor, put God first. It has to be first. You can't consider and say, oh, this is the first thing I always think about. You see, many people do not realize that you cannot succeed in business if you are a child of God as a kingdom person. You cannot get the kind of result God wants you to get if He's not the first. Mammon cannot be first. Money cannot be first. God has said it already. You cannot serve me and Mammon together. You can't put money before God. No, you can't do that. There's nothing you should put before God. Nowhere in this world. It's simple. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. It said, seek ye what? First, the kingdom of God. Everything about the kingdom of God. You know, this scripture is not just for evangelism. It's the kingdom of God. Someone say kingdom of God. Everything about God's kingdom has to be first. And you cannot be talking about somebody's kingdom without talking about the person. So you're going to be talking about the God of the kingdom before the kingdom priorities. So it is God first. Somebody say God first. Run, no matter how you try to run your business, you must ensure that God is number one. See yourself as God's kingdom financier. This business was created for God. This business was designed for God. Why? Because God has given me a privilege and an opportunity and a platform to express myself so that I will fulfill His purpose, not yours. As soon as that is clear in your heart, God, who searches the motives of people and the heart of people, will see that it is able to, He's able to make you a depot rather. So you know what you do, go to a depot, you get things from there, is that not? If God cannot trust you, He will not entrust to you. Write it down. If God cannot trust you, He will not entrust things to you. He will not entrust certain level of wealth to you. He will not entrust certain level of graces to you. There's certain things that God wants to do in your life. If He cannot trust you, He will not do those things in your life. Am I communicating, church? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Thank you. So never allow anyone or anything make you think giving to the kingdom of God is a second priority. Putting God first is a second priority. Let me run my business. So when I'm done, I'll talk about God. No, you have to create time intentionally for God first. You have to make sure that anything you're, no matter how busy you have become in this life, those who are too busy, they are in the grave. So you can't be too busy. See, I'm too busy. That's why I don't have time for God anymore. You know, I'm so committed. This is my business. Since I started it, He has taken me away from church. He has taken me away from this. Listen, if your business takes you away from church, then your business will ensure that God's touch will be off your life. If you want the touch of God to be upon your business, then don't let your business take you away from church. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No matter how busy you are, no matter what you're doing, you must tell yourself, this is for God. My life is for God. So my business and my career is for who? God. So the law of God first is what matters. And that's the reason why a lot of people outside there in the world, they can run their business anyhow. They can run things anyhow. Don't compare yourself with them. Because at the long run, you just imagine a situation where somebody is running with all their life. They don't even know sometimes where they're running to. Sometimes you think that the people you are envying are excited. They're not really excited about life. They're just covering up. He will keep in perfect peace those whose hearts are stayed on Him. Am I communicating this morning? Is it making any sense to us? In Colossians chapter 3 verse 17, the Bible says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. I just heard God speak to me in my spirit right now. There's a particular family here. They have laid a siege that people cannot cross a particular financial threshold in your family. By the revelation of the truth, as God becomes the center of your all, I declare that siege is broken in the name of Jesus. I declare the embargo lifted in the name of Jesus. You are a barrier crosser. I say you are a barrier breaker. You are a line crosser. You are a limit breaker. In the name of Jesus, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Let God be at the center of your heart. Let Him be your number one in everything that you do. Regardless of what anybody thinks and how anybody feels. Anybody can have anything working for them the way they want. No, but God is my first. Without Him, I will not be here in the first place. So I don't take the first place. I give Him the first place. Let Him have preeminence. And that's the reason. You know, it is giving God the first place that informs a lot of things that you see covenant kingdom business people do. I explain to you. It is because they have given God the first place. That's why you see them do certain things. And you are wondering, why exactly are you doing like this? Why are you acting like this? And so I've given God first. He's in charge. He owns everything. Glory to God. So why do I pray? Why do I run a business and I have to pray? Prayer is a sign of humility that there is a superior being who controls everything and I am subject to Him. So I pray. So other people can start their business and they don't care about prayer. They can run whatever they don't care. No, but not you. No, not you. As a child of God, you have an understanding that because God is first, I will discuss with Him first. I want to make a decision. Who am I supposed to talk to first? God. You may have business counselors and mentors everywhere. It's beautiful. There's nothing wrong. But who are you supposed to have final conclusion with? God. The best advice can be given to you in a particular area in business. If God is saying it's not the time, you'll be frustrated in it. It has to be God. Sometimes men will give their good perspectives, but because God wants to take the glory in a thing, He will say, I know this is the normal law, but I want to break the protocol. I want to superimpose my authority over this and put a law that nobody will be able to explain who exactly did it. And you will be able to tell them that you consulted me for that answer. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So you have done everything that you know how to do and you went for the interview, all the laws, everything, but you just did not pay attention to something else and you did not know, but you have put God first. And that's where the grace of God comes to cover up for you and say, because you did not have this, not because of you, because you didn't want to, but because you were not aware, or probably because you were not told, or you didn't get that, I will go ahead of you. I see everything. I will work it out on your behalf. After this meeting, I pray in the name of Jesus from the bottom of your heart, you will move God ahead in your academics, God ahead in your business, God ahead in your career. In the name of Jesus. So that's why we pray. That's why we fast when it comes to do business. Never assume you can do it by yourself. Never, never, never in life, everything you will ever achieve. Early this year when we're going to start, and I'll share with you, when we're going to start and we're going to move from the other place, God said to me, they gained not possession of the land by their own sword. Neither did their own arm help them. They will not. It will not be by your power. It will not be by your arm. It will not be by your strength. By strength shall no man do what? Prevail. He said, He told us early. 31st night, that was what I started announcing to everyone. That things are going to happen this year. We're going to get good results this year. But remember, they gained not possession of the land by their sword. Neither did their own arm help them. He said, but your right hand. Your favor that you have put upon them. God first. So I started announcing to everyone. I told them it is God. Everything we're going to get is God. Everything we're going to achieve is God. All the things we're going to see is God. Because God has to be the center. The first, the center, the back, the all around. Somebody say God everywhere. Yes. That's how your life has to be. Let people see you and just know that this person, this one is just into God, 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 God. Am I communicating? Ensure to dedicate that business and career to God. For some of us, when you started your business, you started with your own arm. This morning, I will officially hand that business. I will take it away from you and hand it over to God. He will begin to fight the battles of that business. You have been fighting the business, that battle by yourself. In that your career, you have been fighting it by yourself. Everything you do is hard. You do hard. God says, stop this. So He giveth His beloved rest. Hard work is not anything wrong, but the way you are doing your own, it's obvious that this is beyond hard work. It's personal labor. When the favor of God rubs up upon you, you will see that what people struggle all their life to achieve, a supernatural hand is bringing it your direction. Can I pray for somebody today that the hand of the Lord is taking over that your career, it's taking over that your business, it's taking over that your academics, in the name of Jesus. Many read and read and read their life out. They still wrote the exam. They shared two for them. And some people read the same way they would have just read people and just put God first and prayed. And they did their due diligence just the way they should. While others were trusting in horses and chariots. He said, we put our trust in the name of the Lord our God. Did they read? Yes. Did we read? Yes. What were they trusting? They read what they read. What were we trusting? The name of the Lord our God. Everybody comes with a CV and you check the CV of A and the CV of B and you realize that both of them have the same qualification and both of them would have been the best for the job. But the man who puts God first begins to get priority. Why? God says, I will honor them that honor me. And they say, we can't explain, but we have just said that you are going to be the one. And the other person said, Baba, say, no, we're very sorry about it. It's just going to happen like that. That this is the person. After this encounter, when God becomes the center and the beginning and everything of your life, I declare He will start giving you some preferential treatments. Amen. Treatments that will make people envy you. I didn't hear you say a louder amen to that. can become the envy of the town if you put God in front. If you make God the center. And that's the reason why, you see, even in relationship, next week we're going to talk about relationship. A lot of people always put God behind. They put their emotions first. They put their personal desires first. They put their self-centeredness first. I was speaking with someone, and the man kept emphasizing. I said, what if God gives you this kind of person to get married? He said, no, pastor. I said, she has to be fair. I said, must she be fair? That's self-centeredness. You're being selfish. I said, what if God is saying that it is not about her being fair? It's because your destiny has to be fair. So remove her fair and take the... He said, why will he not give me all of that? I said, no, but okay, what if that is what God wants? He kept, I said, this guy, you are selfish. That's why you are where you are, sir. Until you say, God, despite the fact that I want this, nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. What you give me, I will stay with it and love it. What you give me, I will stay with it and enjoy it. Somebody's already writing question. Pastor, are you trying to say we should not have choice once married? That's your business. I don't know the question coming to your heart. Just keep your question behind and let's focus on where we are. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Number two, the law of purpose and not just work and business. If you want to do very well and get the best out of your career and your work, you must ensure that your work is not driven by money, it's driven by purpose. It must be driven by the fact that this is what God wants me to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Purpose must be the driving force. Purpose must be the driving force. If what is driving you is just to make money, if what is driving you is just to feed yourself, you will feed yourself, but you will never be fulfilled. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? You'll be filled with food, but you will not be filled with life. You just realize that there's an emptiness, there's a void. If you really want to excel and do well in your business and career, and at a good old age, you are smiling and saying, wow, see what the Lord has done. How fulfilled I am. You want to be able to look at the things you have achieved, and you are not sensing dissatisfaction. Rather, you are sensing a fact that you have given the whole of yourself to something, and now you feel that you are about to die empty. Then you must pursue purpose. And not just money. This is always hard for a lot of people. How do I really find purpose within this thing now? I've been doing this business and all that. I'm going to share a little bit about that. And I'm sure that God will guide us in the name of Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Are you being blessed this morning? A lot of people today are after what they can get from the business. They are not focused on what God is saying. They are not focused on the fulfillment of their lives. It is one thing to be working. It's another thing to be in the place you are called. You should be pursuing your call and let your call be providing for you. And now somebody say, oh pastor, but I'm just doing this business. Now, yes, it's possible. Listen, if you're running a business and business is giving you money, you can find a purpose in that business by finding God's purpose and servicing it. Allow God show you the part of his own calling and purpose he wants you to service. I don't know if that makes sense to you. So I'm making money out of this business and my fulfillment is serving God. My fulfillment is this area of, okay, for instance, your fulfillment is helping the needy. Your fulfillment is really, that's where you find fulfillment. But your business has nothing much to do with help the needy. The proceeds from your business can help the needy. That's purposeful business. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I'm not doing the business for me, I'm doing the business to fulfill purpose. So this is the business I do. But this is the purpose that I am establishing through this business. This is what God has called me to do with my life. But I have to do this. And God will secure that business. Because that business has become a source for running kingdom endeavors. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen, what I'm teaching you, they are not jokes. They are not flukes. They are not things that people will just wake up and say, no. It is, they are laws. Laws are universal. Any person running anything outside purpose, you will never be fulfilled. The only way you can get true fulfillment in life is to be at the center of God's will for your life. At the center of God's plan for your life. Am I communicating? Did some of you do vigil by yourself? You know, that's why I didn't do groaning yesterday. We're groaning all the while. I didn't groan because I knew you were going to come tomorrow, this morning. Don't sleep. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Glory to Jesus. So you were created for purpose. Tell your neighbor you were created for purpose. Your work, your business, your career must be tailored in that direction. Yes. It has to be tailored in that direction. It has to be tailored in that direction. It has to be tailored in that direction. So God wants you to say, okay, this is what God has come. So sometimes what your purpose begins to produce resources for itself. At some other times, your business produces the resource to run your purpose. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So God can give you a business and say, with this business, this is what I want you to be doing with it. So you must see God's purpose in that business. You must see that the reason you're doing that business is because you're satisfying God's purpose for your life. Oh God, we will not have stingy people in the kingdom. We'll have people who see themselves as God's ambassadors. We'll have people who see themselves as called and ordained by God to finance kingdom endeavors. I didn't hear you say amen. Amen. If God already sees stinginess in your heart, there are certain dimensions of blessings He will not give to you. What cannot go through you will not come to you. You didn't hear that. If God can't pass it through you, He will not get it to you. He likes to pass it through those people that will allow the flow. Tell your neighbor, allow the flow. Oh, you didn't hear that. Allow the flow. So that's very powerful one you need to work with. Number three, the law of faith. Somebody say faith. We live by faith and not by sight. God called the man Abraham, doing very well in his father's house. And He said, Abraham, come out of your father's house. Abraham was not a prophet. Abraham was not a pastor. Abraham was not a preacher. Abraham was a businessman. Can you say businessman? He had herds. He had cattle. That's what he was doing. Somehow God shifted his business and introduced him to business of gold and mining. The Bible says Abraham had silver and gold. God had to show him things. He was a businessman. And God called him up by faith. He left his father's house to a land where God is showing him. If you want to do well in business, many times God will tell you to stretch yourself. I want to stretch you now. I want to stretch you. You have been running in this shop. I want to stretch you. You can get that warehouse. You can't go far if you're not working by faith. If you have to work part time and say, it's just what I can manage, then you're running it by yourself. Faith is the hand. Listen now. I was doing something this morning. And the Holy Spirit just prompted my heart, and I just threw that thing up on my status. I just want to look at it again because it was just an insight that dropped in my spirit this morning. Amen. I guess some of you already saw it anyway. Those of you that are the monitoring spirits of my life. Yes, you have to monitor my life. It's good. It's a good place to be. It's good to be in my status sometimes. Just be there. So you get some good food there. Amen. So this morning, as I was just doing some things, then faith is the eyes that sees the impossible as possible. The hand that lays hold of the invisible as tangible. The mind that dares to act on God's word, even when all indication makes no sense. When even by all indication, it makes no sense to act. So God is telling you, this business, I will establish you here. God told Abraham, He said, I will make you great. I will make you great, the father of all nations. He didn't have the child. The Bible says Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. Do you know God can be showing you big things about your business today, and where you are doesn't look like it. If God has shown you, it can come to pass. You must stretch your faith and start seeing. That's why you can't see it with your eyes. You see it with your mind, your heart. You start, if God has shown you, then lay hold of it. Though it is intangible, hold it. When they say, what are you holding? I'm holding my business. I'm holding it in 5 acres. They say, are you okay? This is just, they say, I'm holding it in 5 acres. I can see it in 5 acres. This is my title deed. What's your title deed? The word of God. The evidence that I have it is that God says I will have it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Dangerous faith. Where you dare to announce to other people before the time comes. Dare to announce to other people from 100 level. I will never have a carryover in this school from 100 level. I didn't do it to 500 level. I didn't do it quarter to go when I'm sure that it's not going to happen. I said, I will never, never. I'll send them, I said, I will never. He said, I said, I will never. It will never be heard that I'm looking. No, I will never. I didn't write a letter to look for any script anywhere. Never. I was too busy for God. He had to ensure that I will conserve my time. My time cannot be wasted in other things. Faith, I believed so much in God about it. Even when I had negative news and funny, I didn't agree. So stubborn. Faith does not relax. It works. There was a time the lecturer came to class and did the test already, and they told me. I didn't say because I had faith, I'll go and sleep in my house. Let me not do the test. No, I went after him. I made mistake in the midst of the mistake. I just gotta share that with you before in church. I took somebody else and gave him the same assignment they gave me. Something they gave me for free. So when I got to the gate, the man asked, who is this person? I said, the assignment you gave me, sir, you also missed it that day. So I gave him the assignment. He said, eh. He said, bring it. I gave it to him. He threw it at the gutter. I said, get out. They are very useless people. I said, what? How did I... This is my destiny helping and scattered everything for me. I was trying to help the other guy. But you know what I learned? Sometimes, if Jonah is in your boat, you are in trouble. Some people will beg you, they are Jonah. Tell them, no. You know why? As far as Jonah was in that boat, they lost everything they had. It was just their life remaining. Jonah did not lose anything. He did not carry anything as he was traveling. Jonah was, he was going empty handed. He wanted to go and die. Jonah had nothing to lose. May you not have a Jonah in your boat. They had thrown everything away. They threw all the things that they had. Go. They were not looking. Guess what? Jonah was sleeping. He was just there. He was snoring, seriously snoring. One of the guys now said, wait, let everybody call on their God. At least maybe one God will answer. You know how they do all those things? They say, you pray in English, you pray in Christian, you pray in Hausa, you pray in Pagan. Resistance. So everybody started praying. Hey, they prayed. Baal. When the thing was not working again, Jonah, you know why Jonah didn't pray? Jonah knew that the God he will pray to will answer. So he didn't want it. He wanted them to die. He wanted everybody to die. The will of Jonah was to do what? Die. That the Assyrians must not hear this good news. That the Assyrians must not be saved. He hated them passionately. This wasn't because Jonah didn't want to preach. Number one, Jonah's problem was that Jonah didn't want the Assyrians to change. They are wicked people. He wanted them to die in their wickedness. Number two, he knew the mercy of God, that if he preached and one person changed among all of them, God will show them mercy. So he said, I will not preach. So Jonah carried his empty bag. All the people going for serious business carried their luggages. And by the time the ship started doing everywhere, they threw their coin out, they threw their gold, they threw their silver. Jonah just did like this. So he gave it his beloved rest. At the end of the day, when everything had gone, they woke him up. Call on your own God. Call on. He said, guys, throw me away from this place. I want to die. I don't understand. Hey, you should have told us this. You would have been wise enough to say, stop wasting your goods. Don't throw everything. No. Just throw me out. Maybe they would have considered it. Immediately he said, throw me out. They said, hey, as soon as they threw Jonah out, pam, the whole sea, pam, whale came out and said, Jonah, what? Can they recover everything they lost already? May you not have a Jonah. I was sitting one day and God told me, said, throw Jonah overboard. Learn to throw Jonah overboard. There are people I didn't call you to help. I will help them. I'm teaching them a lesson. There are some people that are needing financial support. Don't give them. If you give them, you're causing problem for them. God wants them to go through some serious place where they will now be molded and built. You now come outside. You now put your money there. Your money will sink. There will be no reward for that money. It's wasted. Because they are learning their lessons. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They are learning their lessons. God doesn't hate them. He loves them. But he needs to take them through a process so that they will learn to depend on him and not on any man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In this kingdom, we walk by faith. Sometimes you're trying to raise money for business. And when we're going to start this work ministry, we did a lot of things. I wrote letters, powerful letters, powerfully composed. And I said to 3 quality people I knew that these guys, there's money in their account. Even the devil knows they have money. From A, B, C, one of them advised me, said, the Lord who has called you will help you. So, brother, I sent him a message. I said, amen, sir. I was still waiting whether he would say, send your account number. The number one didn't say, send your account. Number two didn't say, send your account. Number three didn't say, send your account. I call my people, I say, that money they gave us in reception for the wedding, let's use it to pay for the whole offense. These people, I'm not sure what they are doing with their own. They left. They didn't. Why? God was teaching me to trust in him. God was teaching me that you trust me. If you trust these people, one day somebody will wake up and say, my hand built this. And because God doesn't want them to take the glory in your life, you must walk by what? Faith. That things are tough doesn't mean God is not there. He might be taking you through a process to teach you, to toughen you, to stabilize you. You must not give up. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Every great man that ever made it in business, they had faith, they had courage, they were bold enough, they were daring. Abraham was daring, he left his father's house and he started moving to a land I will show you. Where he said, I will show you. So when they moved out of his family, he had left the one he had, and God said, I will show you. Sometimes God will make you leave the one you have to show you. See, God, he said, I will show you. And as they were going, God didn't see. He had at a point, I believe Abraham would have said, what exactly? This is an embarrassment. It's an insult. How can you just take me out at 70? I had done so much businesses. I've established myself. 70 is not a joke. God didn't call him at 30. It's not a Joseph or a Daniel experience. It's an old man. To tell an old man to leave his comfort zone is not easy. He left and he started following. The Bible says he staggered not at the promises of God. When God shows you something, how your business will be, don't let that business die in a shop when it's supposed to be a warehouse. Don't let it die there. You must have faith. You must lay hold of what God has said. And you'll be saying it to yourself. Listen. God taught me some things about faith today. Though I believe I have seen it and I have laid hold of it, I will be patient until it comes. I will not change my confession because I have not seen it physically. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I've seen it in the spirit. The Bible says, follow those who through faith and patience obtain the promise. I say, God, but how will faith and patience? Faith is now. Patience says, wait. And God says, even when you have seen it and receive it now, you will be in the place of what? Waiting. Because there will be manifestation. He said, blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? Is it making any sense to any one of us here? So you must have faith. And every believer has faith, basically. But you must build on it. Everything you will ever be is on the other side of fear. Don't allow fear stop you. You can't run this kind of business. You can't have this kind of amount. Who told you that? Who told you that? He said, I will lend to nations. I will not borrow. That's what he said. So you must tell yourself, I will lend to nations in the name of Jesus. I am not broke. I can never be poor. And as you're saying it, you'll not just be confessing it in your room and go to your bathroom and have your bath and sit down with your phone and be watching movie. No. Faith without work is what? Dead. There must be something you are laying your hands on. Now, if God wants to bless you and he says, give me something to put my blessing. No, see, the blessings of God is upon you as a child of God. But you know what you need? You need a platform that will express the blessing. So your fashion business is a platform for the expression of the blessings. Your food business is a platform for the expression of the blessings. Your job in that organization is a platform for the expression of the blessings. So God blessed me in Christ Jesus. I'm blessed. Abraham's blessings are mine. But you see these blessings, they will find expression in that thing that you're doing. So if God says that this area of career, go and take that course. And you check how much you're going to take that course. And it's 50,000. I say, God, I don't have 50,000. He's going to look for money. Look, believe, if he told you to take the course, believe that he will bring the money. Believe that he will bring the money doesn't mean that you sit down and apply. If you have to start saving, faith without work is what? Dead. You start saving for it. All of a sudden, he will say, you finish saving the money complete. Huh? The way God works. He will see your heart. You will save the money complete. He will now say, keep it aside. Somebody will now bring it. Ah! He said, why did I go through that? I did not eat 2 days ago. He said, I'm teaching you some things. I can bring it at the spot, but I still want you to understand process. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? So faith. Some of us, you're already having faithlessness that the world out there is very hard. Oh, things are very tough. Oh, I don't know how I'm going. As this message is going on, may God open your eyes to see the kind of business he wants you to run. You are coming out of a local to a global level. May God open your eyes to see the ladder you are climbing in that career. You will not be at the base of that organization. You'll be at the top. I say in the name of Jesus, you must see it. You must have it. You must see 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 it. When we started going out looking for property, we're not looking for one plot again. I said, I can't stop looking for one plot. One plot can, where we are already tired of one plot. We say, okay, let's move. In fact, the first place we started looking for was 3 plots and quarter. It's behind this place. Behind. That's the first place. Faith without work. God told me to start looking for property. I don't know whether he's the one that's not ready. I'm the one that's not ready. Whether my faith didn't carry that, I don't know. All I know that whatever God said was true. If he failed, it was my fault. I hear what I'm saying? Whatever God said is what? True. If he failed, it was my fault. I take responsibility. The Almighty cannot fail. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He can't fail. He can't fail. So we pushed for that and did that. Certain things came up and it didn't work. And when we were going to move for that place, I just recognized, can somebody be looking for one plot again? And all the indications of looking for 2 plots, you're spending more money. You don't even have the 1-for-1 you're talking about. Are you okay? If you are finished saving the 1-for-1, you can now start thinking about it. But my wife even mentioned, said, how many do we even want? We're just going to say, how many do we want? I said, let's start with 3. She said, let's agree now. 2 will come now. And I started saying, let's start with two. Let's start. We are going with two. So when they were showing one, I was just saying, no, one cannot walk again. It is two. So when we came here and they said, this is two, I said, are you sure? Measure it very well. They said, it's two. I said, okay. This one will work. Two. And he said, I will multiply it. Two become four. Four, eight. You have to see it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have to see it. You have to see it. We have it. It's ours. In the name of Jesus. You must not shout. You know, whenever I pray, you must not shout too much. And peradventure. Peradventure is possible that the owner of the house there, the daughter is here in church and came to bless. Don't worry. We'll pay your daddy very well. She's not here. They are not here. But if he's a neighbor, don't worry. The landlord will be very happy. We'll give him money that he'll be so happy. He'll build another house. He'll be satisfied. There's nobody that God will rob. Everybody deserves to be blessed. Anybody who has labor deserves to enjoy their labor. You understand what I'm saying now? So if we're going to buy that property, the man will be happy. He'll be excited. We'll be giving him money. He said, only me. I said, God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. He said, man of God. I said, yes, sir. Why? Because whether we like it or not, somebody doesn't have to suffer for you to go up. Somebody has to die for you to go. Some people have to be blessed. In fact, buying it can be a blessing for them. Are you what I'm saying? May God help us in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, act in faith. And one of the things faith does is this. Faith sees the impossible. Always see it. Faith wants you to be clear about what you're placing a demand on. What exactly do you want? What level do you want to rise in that organization? What height do you want to get to in that business? How much do you want to start controlling by this time next year? Can you see it? If you can see it, then you can lay hold of it. People don't succeed in business by luck or by chance. No, by faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Every Christian, every child of God, you cannot be running and just doing it anyhow. Say no, no, no. By faith, in the next 2 years, I'll be at the managerial position in this organization. In the name of Jesus. And you stay and you hold on to it. Then you start walking like somebody in that class. You dress like somebody in that class. Hello, can you hear what I'm saying now? You dress like that. When the managers appear in the office, you are not the manager yet, but when they look at you, you are dressing like manager. They wanted that. You're dressing like a director. They wanted that. You already look like the position. That's faith. I position myself. I'm already looking like it. So by the time they are considering options, they don't have option because you already made yourself the option. In the spirit, you were giving it. In physical, you started acting it. We are actors. Don't forget. So you start acting it. You start talking it. So you'll be talking it. You see it, then you start talking it, then you start doing what? Acting it. You see it, then you start talking it. Wow, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I own this. In the name of Jesus, I rented the other shop. I moved my business there. In the name of Jesus, now I have the warehouse. In the name of Jesus, now I'm controlling so amount in my accounts. In the name of, my business is coming to this level of turnover. In the name of Jesus, then you start acting like somebody in that level of turnover. Don't fake it. Act it. Don't go and borrow anybody's clothes. Iron your own and act it. Don't borrow shoe. Polish your own and act it. It's acting. The day the director sees that the shoe you are wearing does not befit what you are acting, they will change your shoe. Did you hear what I just said? If your shoe is bent like this, polish it well. Let it be a powerfully polished bent shoe. Don't let it be so bent. It's bent and it's not polished. If it's only 1 wig you wear, let everybody know that you have the glory of God is upon the wig. When you wear it, you go and put it under the sun. When it dries, you wear it back. Go and buy perfume. You'll be rubbing on it. Psh, 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 psh. You stay there like that. Because if you go for interview and the wig wigs you out, you're in trouble. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. I talk about two principles and I wrap up this morning. The next principle I want to teach you this morning is called the principle of diligence. Diligence. Seest thou a man diligent in his work? He will be presented before kings and not ordinary men. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 12. Proverbs chapter 22. Can you put it for us? Let's see it. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 24. Proverbs 12, 24. Proverbs 12, 24. 12, 24. 12, 24. The hand of the diligent will do what? Rule. But the lazy man will be put into what? Forced labor. He doesn't want to labor, but by force he will labor. He'll be put under forced labor. Why? He's not diligent. The lazy man will be put under forced labor. But the diligence, the hand of the diligent will do what? Will rule. Diligent people will be on top. What does it mean to be diligent? The diligent means that you are faithful and consistent. You stay on your assignment. You don't joke with your business. Many people some years ago thought that entrepreneurship was something very easy. So they left all their jobs. They will now sleep in their house and wake up by 11 or 12 and start pressing their phone. Poverty started licking their shoes and finished them. The same way the owner of the business will wake up by 6 in the morning and start thinking. If you're running your own, you start thinking like that. You go ahead and start thinking like that. Tell yourself the hand of the diligent will rule. I'm not a lazy man. I'm not a lazy woman. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? Yes. If you are slothful, you will miss your slot. Selah. Take time. You know why? Slothful people are too slow. Diligent people make haste. Are you what I'm saying now? You make hay while the sun shines. You don't sit down there. You make hay. You arrange things you need to arrange. You put everything in order as it is shining. Because very soon, the weather can shift. And if the weather shifts, you have enough. Always remember, slothful people, they will miss their slots. Don't be slothful. Diligently move after what God has promised you. In the same Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29, the Bible talks about being diligent in your business. You have to be diligent in your business. You see a man who excels in his work, he will stand before what kind of people? Kings. He will not stand before unknown men. And if you stand before kings and understand the protocol of kings, one day you become a king. And other people will now stand before you. Because you are not supposed to stand before king all your life. You should know that you are also a king. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Joseph stood before Pharaoh. He stood before Potiphar. He stood before Pharaoh. One day Pharaoh said, you cannot just be standing prime minister. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Be diligent. Tell your neighbor, be diligent. Authority will be delivered to you if you are diligent. Diligence will make a slave to sit with kings. Slothfulness will make a heir to the throne to suffer. He can be the heir to the throne, but he will still suffer because he's slothful. Lazy all around, moving around. Read where you should read. I'm tired. Your mind is lazy. Engage your mind. Sweat your mind. People are studying and reading. Don't joke about it. Other people have been their job at night. They are awake, cutting patterns and everything. You sit down, you're only cutting pattern in your dream. In the physical, I said they bring clothes to you. Who will bring it? The only time you see yourself doing anything, some people, God has blessed you with some graces that you're supposed to unleash in entertainment. But the only time you see yourself doing TikTok is in your dream. Do the physical one, you never do. You are too lazy to do it. You are not interested. You are too tired. Everything about it is. See, nothing solid in this life will be sustained without diligence. Some things will come into your hand by miracle. They will take principle to reserve. Did you hear what I just said? We can pray. See, under this atmosphere, 20 days of glory, as we're praying here, supernaturally, by the mercy of God, he will give you a job you don't qualify for. And when you get that job you don't qualify for, if you don't put the effort that is required to sustain the balance, one day you can lose it. It's not God's fault. It's because you were not diligent. So take advantage of this supernatural. Then ask yourself, what are the principles to sustain this thing that I have come into? Is anyone getting what I'm sharing? Are you sure it's making sense to you? All our business people, you wake up, you're rushing for business. Go do your business diligently. Pay attention to it. Have you not read in the Bible? The Bible says, mind your own business. Leave other people's business. You're talking about other people's business from morning to night. You're talking about somebody else who did this, who did that. Who is talking about you? Stop talking about others. Let somebody talk about you. Diligent people don't beg for food. They don't beg for recognition. They don't beg for position. Sometime I was listening to David Biome and he said, if you don't want to end in rubbish, don't be sluggish. That thing entered very well that day. He said, if you don't want to end in what? Rubbish. Don't be sluggish. I took my time. I said, ha, 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 ha. Many people end in rubbish because they are sluggish about life. They are sluggish about everything that should move them forward. They just want a prophet to pour. See, there are some things that don't answer to oil. They answer to knowledge. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? The Bible says wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your time. That means what will stabilize, all these graces we are pouring on you, what will stabilize it will be knowledge and wisdom. And that's why I told you 20 days of glory is packed. Those who miss Saturdays, I don't know how they are coping. Because, of course, every other day, yes. But you see, you need to sit down sometimes and learn. Then go back home and start saying, what must I do now? After this meeting, I expect you to ask yourself, what must I do about my business now? The next phase. Always ask yourself in your business, what am I doing now? What am I doing next? What am I doing new? Or else you will expire. You're a career person, you start asking, what are they doing now? What are they doing next? What are the new things happening everywhere? As you start asking those questions, you now enter into the inner chamber. Eyes has not seen, ears has not heard, it has not entered the heart. Then God will give you access to some things and say, because you have asked, because you don't want to be still, because you want to reinvent yourself, see this one, I've not shown anybody. Can I pray for somebody in this meeting? The revelation that needs to be seen for the next dimension of that business, the next shift in that career, may God open your eyes to see it in the name of Jesus. The idea, the creativity, the next phase of that thing that you're doing, may the Lord open your eyes to understand it in the name of Jesus. Some of you are going to be front runners in certain dimensions of creativity. In the name of Jesus. The soul of the diligent shall be made fat. God worked. If your father worked, why won't you work? Day one, he was working. Day two, he was working. Day three, he was working. Day four, he was working. Day six, he worked. He rested on the seventh day. You work one day and rest for 6 days. You want to be like God? No, you cannot. God works for how many days? And rest how many? One. You rest for how many days? Yeah? May God help us in the name of Jesus. Are you being blessed this morning? The last one I'm going to talk to you this morning. Every business person, listen to me. Listen to me. It is very important, career people, students who want to create a niche for themselves in a particular area. There's what we call the power of focus. It's very important. Later in life, you can diversify. But at the initial point, channel your energy in one direction. When you are solid in that, you can spread. Are you hearing what I'm saying? People will not know you for everything. They will know you for one thing. Focus is very powerful. You know the reason some of us, what you're doing is not gaining force? It's because there's no focus. I get what I'm saying now. It's not gaining force because there's no focus. If there is focus, you will see it will be massive. There are a lot of prophetic declarations that God has put in my heart for us today, but I don't want to put them in a basket. I want to make my declaration so that you have what it takes to hold. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is it making any sense to you? Let me show you this. It will help you. Focus. Somebody say focus. Tell your neighbor focus. Focus so simply means to be totally committed and absorbed in your assignment. If that is what you are doing, be totally, be absorbed in it. Sambalat and Tobiah came to distract Nehemiah as he was building. He said no. When he said this thing is a distraction. Oh, listen, we must build this wall. He stayed on, stay on your business. Stay on that area of your career. Ask about the professionals. Build whatever skill it is. Stay there. Build your expertise. Establish, strengthen yourself. You will be shocked at what God is about to bring to your life. Stay on it. You can play tech. You can lose shoe. You can do mechanic. You can do carpenter. You can do tailor. So when we are looking for, we don't know who to call. At the end of the day, before your very eyes, they will call someone. Say, I can do it now. They say, we know. You can do it small. We need the person that can do it well. Why? Because that person says, this is what I do. But you cannot, you don't know what you do. If you want to excel in business, career, and have solid breakthrough, you must learn to carve a niche for yourself. This is what I do. It might take some time, but the day they are looking for a person who does that thing, they cannot miss you. Because you'll be too clear in their eyes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you sure you're getting it? You can cook, you can have a restaurant and you cook everything. But if it is moi moi that is your selling point, so moi moi, moi-tify the moi moi that every person who eats it will be wondering why. They say, why do you come to eat rice here, my brother, and at the moment they bring me here? If it's a goosey that is your, put, let angels leave heaven and come and eat the meat in your pot in the night. When he says nobody enter there, he say, Father, thank you, an angel ate the meat. Let it be that angels themselves want to come and eat it. Be so good at what you are doing by the power of focus that the devil himself, see, they'll be discussing in a board meeting. They may not like your face, but they like that you can do it. They'll give you. Even if Pharaoh saw Joseph, and Joseph was looking like this, he will still make him prime minister. You know why? Joseph had the solution to his problem. If they brought David before Saul, and David was... and immediately Saul saw David, he was shocked. Ah! Horror of him. He was okay. Can he do the job? They say yes. Put him by the side so that I'll not be seeing him, but let him be doing it. He will still pay him. Because he knows the job. He said, go and search for a man who is capable, absorbed in what he does. Be focused. Tell your neighbor, be focused. Yes. Very focused. Focused people will never miss their focus in life. Only the focused will enjoy dominion. If you want to enjoy dominion in any area, you have to be what? Focused. To concentrate on one thing intently, that's focus. The reason people fail is because they have broken focus. Be focused on your God-given assignment. Broken destinies are as a result of broken focus. Focused people don't allow side talks and distractions. They are busy. They are busy. People who are not focused, they gossip a lot. Gossip. They are confused. Everywhere you see people who are gossiping, they don't have work. Have you seen people gossiping and they have serious things they are doing with their life? They don't have any serious. All gossips don't have serious things they do with their life. They can't go far. Because they already have a job. And the job is what? Gossip. Whoever pays the salary for gossip will pay them. And whatever the wages of that kind of life is, they'll get it. But those who are focused mind their business. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Mind your what? Business. And this gossip we're talking about now, it's no longer sitting down with people. It's online. You must stay on that Ninja something, 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 and you read all the threads, you read the thread, you read the thread, you read the thread, you read the thread. It does not concern you. What you are reading, how does it add value to your life? At the end of the day, you have spent 3 hours reading it. Those who are concerned about their life are already investing time in their business, growing, reading things. And you think you're going to match that kind of person? Don't be a joker. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. If you are not focused, you will not be known for anything. When your name is mentioned, what strikes to the heart of people? When they mention your name, what comes to their hearts? Grow yourself now and start saying, that's how I'm going to be. When they mention my name, this is the kind of thing that will come. And you can start with values. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Focus on building a particular value. Let your value be your goodwill to take you to certain places. Then when you get there, you now strengthen your hand in the job, in the business, in the career, whatever it is that God has called you to. How do I maintain focus? Number one, if you want to be focused, look at your future. Don't look back. Nobody looks at the rear mirror constantly and makes progress. You hear what I said? If you stare at the rear mirror like this, only the rear mirror you're looking at, you will hit something in front. You must focus on the future. Anytime you are looking at the rear mirror is to avoid accidents because you want to make moves. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? So you are trying to look what's happening here, but you stay on your assignment. Number two, distractions are side attractions that try to get your attention. Avoid distractions. If you want to maintain focus, avoid what? I didn't hear you say that. Avoid what? Avoid what? Avoid distractions. Number three, watch the people you listen to. The things you hear, the things you see, they can constitute major distractions in your life. Who are you listening to? Who's talking into your life? Who's speaking to you? In this breakthrough, career business breakthrough banquet, I see God lifting people. I see God giving people opportunities. I see God making you a voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I didn't hear you say a louder amen. If you want to have quality focus, spend more time. Listen, Spend more time with those you need and not those who need you. Did you hear that? Are you sure? Are you sure you heard it? Spend more time with you people. Exactly. Spend time looking into the life of those you need. Those who have gone ahead. Those who have maintained focus. Not those people that need you. It is what you have taken from those you need that you can deliver to those who need you. If you don't have anything from those you need, you will never get anything to hand over to those who need you. Have you been blessed this morning? I'm going to pray massively for you this morning. All your businesses, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever your career, the work of your hand, there's something God laid in my heart that will be for tomorrow. I'm going to share that with us. I'm going to pray with you massively this morning. After I have prayed and made some prophetic declarations, I told Koba to come and share one particular thing. It might be short, but I just want him to share something he knows that he wants a business or a career person to hear. I really want you to hear this thing. I told him, I said, even if you said it in Ozano before, come and see it. I want you to see it. I don't know, but I just, anything you know that a business or career person has to hear this so that their lives will not just go anyhow. Please, I want you to mention. That's what I told him. So after I prayed for us and I made these declarations, he will come up. But listen, there's something I didn't mention. It is the force of the anointing. I didn't mention it because I probably reserved for another time, but let me just say it so that I may not teach on it today. Another time I'll talk about it. There's the force of the anointing that causes business to spread. There's the force of the anointing that increases your vibes, that spreads your news to where you have not been to. There's a grace. That's what I'm going to pour on you. That one, I will not teach it. I will give it. There are some things that are taught. There are some things that are caught. Did you hear what I just said? Some things are what? Thought. Some other things are caught. If your eyes can see the dimension of the release, Bible says, believe on the Lord your God, you'll be established. Believe on his prophet, so you will prosper. And if God has tied that prosperity to the prophetic declarations of his servant, I come under that anointing this morning by the Spirit of God. And what you cannot get by teaching, you can only get by catching. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, that has the capacity to spread your influence, that has the capacity to give you a voice, that has the capacity to enter where you have never entered, I declare by the Spirit, receive it in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet wherever you are. I prophesy right now in the name of Jesus. Over every business, over every career, over every person that is under the sound of my voice this morning, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, the anointing that was upon Bezalel that gave him an assignment to service and furnish the things in the temple. Others could serve men. Bezalel served God. That anointing, he said, I have anointed Bezalel. Rekos kobranda. Eniana kushataya. Rekos kobreketene moshata. Everyone under any kind of siege, any kind of closed heaven, I declare today by the release of the anointing, I declare your heavens are open. I say your heavens are open. In the name of Jesus, the anointing makes the difference. Others may have the skill, the expertise, the intelligence, but if they are bankrupt of the anointing, they cannot beat a man carrying the anointing. I have given you the skill, the expertise, the intelligence, but I introduce to you the higher dimension, the dimension that men cannot give, the dimension that only God can give. And I declare by the Spirit of God today, your business is entering a cruise level in the name of Jesus. Your career is serviced by the horns of the oil of heaven in the name of Jesus. I declare that this year for you will be a year of supernatural increase in the name of Jesus. Your business and your career shall never no break down again. Your academics will never go down again. From henceforth, I speak to every business under the sound of my voice. Every business under the sound of my voice, every career under the sound of my voice, every student under the sound of my voice, by the mercy of God, I declare everything that has caused a breakdown or go slow, delay, they are terminated in the name of Jesus. Your breakthrough is here now. I say your breakthrough is here now. Nothing will cause you to have breakdown again in your life. From zero, he's moving you to surplus. From the floor, he's moving you to the top. I say he's moving you to the top. You are sitting with dignitaries. You are sitting with royalties. Because you are royalty, take your position. In the name of Jesus. Those who operate by the anointing, they don't beg. They don't beg. They don't beg. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? They don't do what? Beg. No, you cannot beg. David said it. He said, I have been young. Now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed beg for bread. Everyone who has been on a journey of begging, everyone who has been on the journey of borrowing urgent 2Ks here and there, Masunta Andalia Branata, Ereko Sopratanaba, I declare that the hand of the Almighty establish you in the name of Jesus. Those who are not doing anything because you have not seen anything to do, may the Lord give you insight. May the Lord grant you opportunities. May doors open before you. In the name of Jesus. So, Pastor, I'm a student and there's nothing I'm thinking about. I'm just, everything, whatever it is, as you maintain focus and you begin to move and navigate in life, the Lord God Almighty will cause everything that you need. Everything that you need. The Bible says, for God himself will cause all grace to abound unto you, that you having all things in all sufficiency will abound to every good work. I declare that all grace, whatever all grace is, whatever, I don't know. I know there are people they call grace. I've never seen a human being they call all grace. I know they come because of people grace. People do their business, they grace. But there is something that is called all grace. It's not carried by just ordinary people. It is carried by those who have been amassed in the grace of God. I declare, may God make all grace available to you in the name of Jesus. All grace available to you in the name of Jesus. From behind you are coming forward. From behind you are coming forward. In the name of Jesus. Sporadic growth in your business. Increase in your career. Your business will never go down again. Your career is flying this season. Anyone writing a professional exam, anyone who has failed before in any kind of exam, he said, we bless the work of your hand. For a student, your academics is the work of your hand. And I prophesy today in the name of Jesus that your academics from henceforth receive a move of God in the name of Jesus. Every business person, businessmen and women, I declare the works of your hand, they are established in the name of Jesus. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. He said the faith, set time to favor has come. Yet the set time, I declare the set time for the favor of God upon your business. Receive now in the name of Jesus. God is turning your financial fortune around. No more delay. I say no more delay. Every business that is nosediving to the grave, every career that is beginning to lose relevance, you are beginning to lose relevance in that organization gradually and you are not aware. Every training you need that you have ignored, every course you need to take that you have not paid attention to, by the revelation of this teaching today, so that you will not lose relevance and lose your place financially, may the Lord compel you by His Spirit. May He bring the people to introduce you to that course, that training, and you will never lose relevance in the name of Jesus. Whatever you need to know to stay on the top and be at the cutting edge, may the Spirit of God begin to use men, books, teachings, all instruments to point your attention to it in the name of Jesus. Every evil eye monitoring your business, monitoring your career, ensuring that it will not go beyond a particular level. Today I declare in the name of Jesus, you have run faster than the eyes can see. Oh, you didn't hear that. I said you have moved faster than their eyes can see. You have moved faster than their eyes can see. In the name of Jesus. God says for ideas and businesses, He wants to unleash creativity upon you. You are not going to be running that business the same way you have been running it before. God is giving you a creative edge. I said God is giving you a creative edge. I said God is giving you a creative edge. In the mighty name of Jesus. You attended this service this morning, and there's anything you brought as a point of contact to the kind of business you do, as it is raised up right now, I declare, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, it will never come down in the name of Jesus. People will see it in the name of Jesus. People will know it in the name of Jesus. Your location will not matter in the name of Jesus. Wherever your office, your business is located, David was in the cave of Adullam and they still found him there. Wherever it is, I declare by the Spirit of God, if he has put you in a place, he knows how to lead people to the place. May God begin to compel men, compel the forces of nature. I declare right now, resources are gravitating towards you. Favor is gravitating towards you. Orders like never before in the name of Jesus. More than you can deliver in the name of Jesus. Sponsorship for your business. Somebody said, I started and I joined and I sowed a seed towards that project and all of a sudden, my business received major sponsorship. I declare in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, every person who desires to be sponsored in one area or the other, you are saying, God, I need sponsorship. I need somebody to give this social amount to kickstart this particular thing. I declare today, may the Lord compel the men in whose hands he has kept the substance. May the Lord compel them. May the Lord compel them. Right now, wherever they are, they lose their peace until they release the resources to you. For their own good, they release the resources to you. For their own lifting, they release the resources to you. In the name of Jesus. You were doing business and doing well before all of a sudden you can't explain what happened. Whatever cannot be explained that affected your business. The same way people cannot explain the miraculous. So I declare in the name of Jesus, they will not be explained, they will not be able to explain how you started rising again. They will not be able to explain how the shift came again. They will not be able to explain how the miracle came again. In the name of Jesus. People used to patronize you before all of a sudden you lost favor with them. All of a sudden you lost favor with them. A city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. By the release of this word this morning, I speak over you and I declare in the name of Jesus, every transaction, every person who needs to transact with you, all the people who need to open up to start transacting with you, wherever they are, may God begin to put you constantly in their minds in the name of Jesus. May he propel them to take action towards your direction in the name of Jesus. No one can curse who God has blessed. Whoever brought any nonsense to the shop of your mother, your father, whoever put any rubbish where you are transacting and doing your business, whoever tries to scatter your business online, whatever it is they are trying, I declare that whatever they try to do against your business will be so irrelevant. The angels that do well to raise incense before God, they will raise a sound, they will raise a noise, they will raise an aroma, a fragrance that will ward off every distraction of hell in the name of Jesus. You are going forward. You're getting better. You're breaking limits. Pray for all the students in this house. By the mercy of God, the way people put effort, they put effort heavily. In these 20 days you have been appearing before God. Maybe as a result of that, some of the time that you should have used have been taken. The God who compresses time. The God who compresses time. He said time and chance happened to them all. And he controls time and chance. I declare in the name of Jesus, in your favor, time is compressed for you in the name of Jesus. See, you have achieved what you should achieve. Joshua said, sun, stand still and moon, stay here. I declare in the name of Jesus, according to the order of Joshua, time is compressed for your sake in the name of Jesus.
Global connections. Global opportunities.
Finish praying on morning prayer, and one person said he had been telling God internship and he wants to do it with Shell. That's where he wants. And while we finish praying, 5 minutes immediately after we finish praying, and we just mentioned that morning, God give me boost scholarship in the name of God. He said 5 minutes after, that came for him. 5 minutes after, he saw the mail. Every mail that needs to be sent, that is delaying. Every message that needs to be sent, that is delaying. Every opportunity that needs to open up, that has been delayed. I declare as your hands are raised before God this morning, that mail, that opportunity, that institution, that structure, that organization, they are compelled to act in your favor now in the name of Jesus. This week we are entering unusual testimonies of financial favor. Unusual testimonies of business breakthroughs. Unusual testimony of major patronage. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your holy name.
In Jesus' glorious, precious, and mighty name we have prayer. Can you celebrate Jesus with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed this morning? Did you get anything this morning?